comes Şengün on the right wing. Mentioned it had been this quarter where the Rockets opened it up. As a matter of fact, the Bucks have outscored them by two here in the quarter, but not for long because Van Vliet just lofted up a three from the near wing left and canned it. And Houston's now 3 of 6 from beyond the arc this quarter. Here's Middleton the other way. Sends it back left wing over to Lillard. Lillard, top of the arc. Defended by Jeff Green. Sends the pass to Lopez. Lopez has it on the floor with a right-hand dribble. Going to fade and fire off 1 foot. That's a tough shot. He missed it strong. Houston going the other way with the 11-point lead, trying to stretch it beyond their largest advantage where we currently sit. Here's an elbow jumper. Van Vliet, high arcing shot, finds the bottom of the net. And the Rockets have stretched it to a 13-point advantage now from Toyota Center. As Lillard tries to stop the bleeding but misses yet again. Damian Lillard just struggling with the shot. 1 of 6 tonight now. Was struggling for the first three quarters of the last game before he finally found his rhythm late. Amen Thompson knocks down a three on the other side of things. And another timeout coming from the Bucks, who have just really not looked sharp tonight. Down 52-37 now against a Rockets team that was licking its wounds on the heels of a 122-95 loss to the Timberwolves on Friday night, a game that saw them get outshot 52% to 40%. That scoring total for the Rockets last night was their lowest, their third lowest total this season, and one of six games where they've scored under 100 points this year, where they've gone 1-5, but they've looked better here tonight. And Milwaukee has really looked like the team that's on the second of a back-to-back tonight. If you get right down to it, Milwaukee just has looked like they've been a little step slower tonight for whatever reason, and the shots aren't going down. It's just 42% tonight and now 26% from beyond the arc. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. See if Milwaukee can flip that switch on here in the second quarter, a quarter that has seen Houston jump out 23-19. Again, mentioned they closed that first quarter on a 13-0 run, but the Bucks just 6 of 13 here in the second. The Rockets 9 of 16 from the floor as we again set 52-37 in favor of Houston. This game, one of four games going on tonight. Another team that's been struggling a little bit is the Philadelphia 76ers. They're trailing the Utah Jazz, who the Bucks will see on Monday night back in Milwaukee. It's still 7:25 to go in the third, but they're down 70-65 at home, just one game removed from seeing the Knicks take them to school the last game. Speaking of which, the Knicks are doing the same thing to the Wizards right now, up by 20. Milwaukee's got the basketball in our contest once again with Giannis at the top of the circle. Now works it out to Lillard, back down to the right corner. Lopez behind the back dribble, defended by Şengün. Five to shoot, bounce pass to Giannis. He's isolated. He's got his man where he wants him. Spins low, but missed the shot up close. Giannis made his first five shots of this game, but he has missed his last two now, and Milwaukee still down by 15, and that deficit is continuing to swell up here tonight at Toyota Center. On the right wing, it is going to be handled by Jalen Green. Passes it off to Şengün, a head fake. Spins, turns, puts up a tough shot off balance, off the mark, off the window. Şengün now 3 of 11 from the floor, but his team's still out in front by 15 in spite of that fact. Here's Middleton, bounce pass underneath, another good feed to Lopez, who lays it in close. Chris Middleton has had some nice-looking plays here tonight. He's got 4 points now, 3 assists in his 13 minutes. 52-39, Rockets with the lead in the basketball. 2:40 to go here in the opening half. Van Vliet sees an opening and buries the three from the near wing. Fred Van Vliet, you do not want to let him get going. He's got 8 points now. Lillard gets an open look on the other side, and he continues to struggle. Missed it strong. Houston's got it going the other direction now. Green on the handoff. Pulls up. Three-pointer. Not this time, but a long rebound. Nobody tracked it down but Van Vliet, who had three Bucks players kind of watching it go over their head. Van Vliet on the other side. Dishes. Nice give to Şengün, who lays it off the window and good from 6 feet away. Giannis wants to move. Takes a pass from Lillard. He's got it in the front court. Left of the lane. Goes past his man, and he's going to see a whistle blown here against Jayshon Tate, who thought he was the victim there, but instead he will get called for what will be his third personal. Giannis was spinning and went right into Tate, and Tate when spilling out backward, as they will say he was not set. It was one of those bang-bang plays that was close. So Giannis will have two free throws here, really trying to stop the bleeding as this lead is out to 18 points now for the Rockets. The Bucks almost looking like they're suffering a hangover of sorts from that high-octane game in San Antonio, and free throw is good. You say, well, how is that possible against a 5-win Spurs team? Well, that just didn't feel like that kind of a game. Again, it seemed like the Spurs were punching above their weight class. Well, I guess you could make the case maybe the Bucks were punching below theirs. I don't know how you spin it, but certainly tonight the Bucks are. And they just haven't had that same pizzazz. Second free throw from Giannis on the way. He bends at the knees and puts the second free throw up. No good, but the rebound was kept alive by Andre Jackson. Batted it out all the way to midcourt, but it'll be Rockets ball as he was the last to touch it. So Jackson out there now for the first time tonight. The rookie is joining by Lillard, Connaughton, Giannis, and Middleton. For the Rockets, it's a combination of that's Jabari Smith Jr., Şengün, Jeff Green, Fred VanVleet, and Jalen Green. Here's Jalen Green attacking down the lane. He gets past the defense and has an easy layup with the right hand. Too easy. Rockets have stretched it to a 19-point lead. Here's a feed to Giannis, who takes flight and sends it down with a big dunk that gets the fans oohing and awing here in downtown Houston. There's another dunk for the big man who had six of them last time out as part of that 44-point game against the Spurs. Here's a whole bunch of trouble for Jalen Green, and he's going to get bailed out with a foul here because he had three Bucks players swarming around him but took a shot, it looks like, to the head when he got fouled there. So Green will step to the free throw line on the season, 80%. His last five games, he's been shooting the ball exceptionally well, 49% from beyond the arc and almost five threes a game after shooting just 25% the prior 12 games, and he hits the first free throw here. He's also been doing this much more, getting to the line, almost seven free throw attempts, or I should say much less after he got to the line seven times a game his first 10 games, but only three and a half the last 22, and he makes the second free throw. So the Bucks now trailing by 19 again. Another double-digit deficit for a Bucks team that has seen more than a few of these this season. They've come back from a number of them, but now a steal. Middleton lost the basketball to Jabari Smith, and the Rockets are going to come away with the ball again and a chance to extend the lead. Şengün, swim move through the defense of Jackson, floats it up and in from 4 feet away straight on. Well, Milwaukee is in a major hole now, down by 21 points. Lillard from the logo launches three-pointer too strong. Giannis lassos in the rebound, though. He'll pass it out now to Middleton. Middleton on the right wing back to Giannis. Giannis crossing over just behind the free throw line. Pulls up and leaves it short. Rebounded underneath by Jalen Green. Milwaukee is foundering now. Rockets trying to punish him. Shot misses from Green on the other side. Jalen Green on the three-point try from the near wing. Rebounded by Jackson, who gives it to Lillard. Milwaukee trying to give themselves a spark here with 21 seconds to go. That was a two-for-one situation. As we see the shot clock and game clock severed by about 6.5 seconds. Here's Lillard, right wing. Throws on the Jets. We got a whistle and a foul, it appears, against. No, 3-second call against the Rockets. So with 12.5 seconds to go, that becomes doubly problematic for the Rockets because not only do you give up the free throw, but now Milwaukee's going to get a chance to play for the final shot. So at the free throw line, it is Damian Lillard studying the rim and connecting to get his team back to within 20. Yeah, that's where we're at, 63-43. Milwaukee in a major hole here, close to the midway point of this one. Middleton looking to inbound. He's on the near sideline. He's defended by Jabari Smith with the long arms outstretched. Gets it to Lillard. Lillard will watch that clock go down a bit more here. Triggers the pass to Middleton. He's in the near corner. Puts it on the floor. Goes to work. Feeds to cutting Jackson. Hands off to Giannis. And Giannis got blocked down low. And that's going to be the way the quarter comes to an end. It is a fitting end to a half that was rife with problems for the Bucks, really from the get-go. In that second quarter, the Rockets, who took an 11-point lead into the second quarter, outscored Milwaukee by 9 points in that quarter, 34-25. It has been tough sledding for the Bucks against a Rockets team on the second of a back-to-back tonight. It has not looked like it. Houston 63, Milwaukee 43 through 24 minutes of this one. We'll step aside, come back with more after this. Justin Garcia has you with him in the Bucks studio at WTMJ, our flagship station, following this timeout here on the BMO Bucks radio network.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Coming to you live every weekday morning, it's Joel Karnick and the Morning Show.
A company called Simon Properties. This is a group that owns a lot of malls, shopping malls. And they have announced that they're closing all of their shopping malls on Thanksgiving Day. Well, I know anyone who's probably under the age of 25 probably right now is saying, Joel, what's a shopping mall? What is that? Where do I dot com and go find out?
Tune in 6 to 10 to hear it all.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Halftime in Houston, and the Rockets up big on the Bucks, 63-43. Our score after 24, a cold shooting half for the Bucks, who finished at 15 of 38 from the floor, just four makes on 17 three-point attempts. Rockets outshoot the Bucks from the floor, from three-point line, and at the free throw line, where Houston gets 15 times. They knock down 13 of those. Alperen Şengün, a big first half as well, with 14 points and 5 rebounds. For the Bucks, Giannis has been fantastic, 6 of 10 from the field, 16 points, 7 rebounds. The issue has been finding a consistent second scorer. You take Giannis's numbers out of the mix, and the Bucks are shooting 9 of 28 from the floor. A 20-point Houston Rockets lead at halftime, 63-43, our score after 24. We'll take a look at the rest of the individual numbers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. The Packers.
Love throw, right side back, Taylor, leaping grab, Romeo
Sports Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and he's got a puckler down.
Chequamegon Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Halftime in Houston. The Rockets up 20 on the Bucks, 63-43. Our halftime score for the Bucks. Giannis leading the way in terms of scoring. He has 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting, 7 rebounds as well for Giannis. No other Bucks player has reached double figures. And a matter of fact, the next in line in terms of scoring production is Brook Lopez. 7 points and 2 rebounds for the Bucks big man. No blocked shots in the game so far from Lopez. 4 points apiece from both Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton. However, that duo, it combined 2 of 12 from the floor and 0 of 7 on 3-point attempts. That has been a consistent theme throughout this first half for the Bucks. And 3 points from Malik Beasley. He knocked down 1 of those 4 made three-pointers in the first half. Second unit has only contributed 9 points so far, and we touched on that before the game. Finding some more consistency, especially from that bench squad, has not been the case tonight. They've been outscored 24-9 in this first half. 6 of those 9 coming from Bobby Portis. The other 3 from Pat Connaughton, who has also knocked down a three-pointer in this one. So the makes on threes coming from Brook Lopez, Malik Beasley, Pat Connaughton, and Bobby Portis. But on those makes, or you look in at the players that made the shots only, Bucks are 4 of 9 on their 3-point attempts. It's 0 of 8 from everybody outside of those 4 players for the outside shot. Rockets have 2 players in double figures. Alperen Şengün leads the way with 14 points and 5 rebounds. And next in line is Jalen Green, who's up to 11 points. 8 points from Fred VanVleet. Those all came very late in the first half. And again, the Rockets scoring in the paint as well. Not the high volume we've seen from recent opponents, but they're winning thus far. 22-20 is that margin on points in the paint. 20-point hole for the Bucks to crawl out of in this second half. We'll get you set for those final 24 minutes after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Chequamegon Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ChequamegonHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Chequamegon Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for 4 pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk 6 wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. 2 pieces for $10 or 3 for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Online. Stream you all day at work. On the web.
98Q Country.
63-43 halftime score in Houston. Rockets up 20 on the Bucks. Those 43 points scored, the lowest scoring half this season for the Bucks. Time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature, and one area that stands out, not only turnovers, as that's been an issue for the Bucks again, though not to the scale we've seen recently, but the Rockets with fewer turnovers, just 2 of them. Bucks have only scored 2 points on those. The Bucks have turned it over 5 times, which has turned into 6 points for the Rockets. The other area is offensive rebounding. Rockets with three of those. They've scored 7 points in the second chance route with those three offensive rebounds. Bucks with just one, and they have yet to score in second chance points. That area, one of the keys to this second half here, not only finding some consistent scoring alongside Giannis, but the Bucks shot less than 40% in that first half. That opens the door for the potential for offensive rebounds and putbacks, something the Bucks did not do in the first half. American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. 20-point deficits in Houston as the Rockets have really dominated since the midpoint of the opening quarter. In this one, taking that 20-point lead into the half, it was an 11-point margin after the first quarter, a first quarter that saw the Bucks put up just 18 points and extended to 20 here at the break. Three other games on your NBA scoreboard this Saturday, and believe it or not, this game between the Bucks and the Rockets is the late game of the day. About to go final in Indianapolis, the Celtics up big on the Pacers, 118-101, less than a minute remaining in that one. And a big game from Jason Tatum, who's up to 38 points. Jaylen Brown has scored 31. Boston headed to a 28-7 record. One day after thumping the 76ers, the Knicks head to D.C., and they have beaten the Wizards 121-105. And speaking of the Sixers, right now headed to the fourth quarter in Philly, the Jazz up 87-79 on those 76ers. Though no Joel Embiid in this one tonight. Our halftime score in Houston, Rockets up 20, 63-43, our halftime score. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, two for $5.
I can run the hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, two for five. Bigelow, also two for five.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Elevate your game day gear, or any outfit, with official merchandise from the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop. From authentic jerseys to exclusive apparel and accessories, the Bucks Pro Shop has everything you need to showcase your fandom wherever you go. Cheer the deer to victory with authentic Milwaukee Bucks items. Visit us at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum or Bayshore Mall, or shop online at shop.bucks.com.
Kane with you once again here from Toyota Center in downtown Houston, where we are about ready to start the second half. Before we do, let's take a look at your Pella Windows and Doors rebounding battle presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Energy efficient windows lower your energy bills. Book by January 31st and get 0% interest up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com as we take a look at who's hitting the glass in that first half. As it was in favor of the Rockets by a count of 26-18. And here's another bit of a perplexing number. Milwaukee, despite shooting just 39.5% in that half, only one offensive rebound. Keep in mind, last time these teams played, the Bucks out-rebounded the Rockets 46-31, including 16-6 on the offensive boards. That was when Dylan Brooks was playing. Brooks out tonight. So is Tari Eason. Eason averages 7 rebounds a game, but you wouldn't know it. So the Rockets are going to have the basketball as we are just about ready to start. And here we go in this third quarter. Houston left to right in their white City Edition uniforms across that leaping, dunking astronaut logo at midcourt. Here's a pull-up three from Jalen Green out of the chutes. Missed it strong. Giannis secures the rebound. Bucks down by 20 with a basketball right to left. Giannis into a crowd. Threads the pass out to Lillard. Dame's out there with Giannis, Lopez, also Jackson and Middleton. Here's a drive and a spin move from Giannis, who flips it up and in with a right-hand floater. So the Bucks strike first. It's Rockets ball on the other side. Tate, Smith, Şengün, Green, and Van Vliet. And there's the three-pointer as Jabari Smith strokes that one from the top of the arc. And Houston has stretched the lead to 21. That's the largest lead of this game. 66-45, Bucks basketball in the green uniforms here tonight. Scoop shot to the hoop as Middleton got fouled going down the right side of the lane. He'll step to the line for 2 shots. Chris, 4 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound tonight in his 16 minutes. Bucks have shot the ball under 39% for the game. The Rockets at a clean 50% for a Houston team that has not exactly been setting the world on fire offensively. Second consecutive team Milwaukee will have played that hasn't been shooting it particularly well, but has against the Bucks. Free throw is good on the first of 2 for Middleton. And you could say, well, the Bucks offense struggling because they're going against a Houston defense that has been good. Well, yes, the numbers have been good. But without Dylan Brooks in the last 5 games, they've been giving up 8 more points per 100, ninth worst in the league during that span. And Bucks have still struggled tonight. Middleton misses the second free throw. It's a 66-46 advantage for the Rockets. Been one of those nights thus far, but the Bucks still have time to turn it on. Here's a drive from Şengün down low. He got altered by Lopez, who comes away with a rebound. Passes off to Middleton. Outlet pass ahead of the floor now. Down to Lillard. Lillard draws the contact, and he will step to the line for 2 shots. It has been a completely different story for Dame tonight than it was the first time these two teams met. It was then a season high for Lillard. 39 points. He was 5 of 8 from distance and 12 of 13 from the free throw line in that game. Tonight, he is just 1 of 8, 0 of 4 from 3 with 4 points in the first half. His first shot of the second half comes on a free throw, and he sticks it. Dame just 4 of his last 27 three-pointers in 4 games to open up the month of January after hitting 43% of his threes in December. Now, keep in mind, 11 of his 25 points in that last game against the Spurs came in the fourth quarter, 16 of his 25 in the second half, so maybe he's got something similar up his sleeve here tonight. Knocks down the second free throw. Jeff Green just checked into the game for Houston. And it'll be the 2 Greens on the floor, Jalen and Jeff, for the Rockets. Left to right there into the front court. Şengün, defended by Jackson, spins on him. Passes it to the corner. Now they work it out to the left wing. Sends it inside. We got a whistle and a foul going against a 3-second call on the offensive side of things against Şengün. Well, Beasley's coming off the bench here in the second half, assuming he's available, but have heard nothing to suggest otherwise. They insert Andre Jackson Jr. into the starting lineup to begin things here in the second half. Interesting development of sorts. Middleton throws a cross-court pass over to Lopez. He misses another 3 for the Bucks. Whistle and a foul on the fight for the rebound. It looks like it's going against Houston as Chris Middleton was battling for that ball. So that's going to be the third team foul already now for the Rockets in the opening 2 minutes of this second half. Lob pass to Giannis on the inbound pass from Middleton. Giannis was going up for it, and he got fouled climbing the ladder there. Couldn't get the shot to go as a result of that contact. Late whistle, though, and it does send Giannis to the line. I'm telling you, anytime Chris Middleton has the ball, you better keep your eye on number 34, as those two have got this uncanny chemistry working together as they have for so many seasons. 11 years now running with the Bucks together. Giannis at the line. Both arrived in Milwaukee. Middleton, after spending a year with the Pistons, Giannis in his rookie season with the Bucks, knocks down the first free throw, rattles that one through, and the rest, as they say, is history. Want to championship together a couple years ago and hoping to add another piece of hardware to their respective homes and locker room with another title this season. They've got some work to do to get to that point. Tonight has not been a championship-worthy showing for the Bucks thus far. Second free throw. Front iron bounces up and in. But it is back to a 16-point game. Bucks were down by 21. But they've got it back to a 66-50 game against the Rockets team that you wonder if they're going to run out of juice here in the second half at any point. Although I got to think they're going to come with a chip on their shoulder after last night. Şengün drives. He couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound tipped to himself by Giannis. He's going the other direction into the front court. Spins before passing to Lillard. A head fake. And then the three. And finally, he gets one to go. First three ball of the night for Damian Lillard. Now we got some pushing and shoving after the fact. And it was Andre Jackson that was in the middle of it with Jabari Smith. So Milwaukee is trying to get things going once again. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more. Cooler heads have prevailed. And just like that, the Bucks are back to within 13. An 8-0 scoring run. 66-53 our score. 9:43 to play here in quarter number three from Houston. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Supply.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Valley Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Valley Sports or stream on the Valley Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Well, pushing and shoving a moment ago between Andre Jackson and Jabari Smith. They're still looking at this to see if anything more resulted of this. By the way, they just put the score on the board here at Toyota Center. Fans with a keen sense of interest with what's going on in the NFL tonight. They're Houston Texans playing the Indianapolis Colts in a game that will determine who goes to the playoffs out of the AFC South. And the Texans right now with a 14-6 lead in that one. But right now our score, it is the home team as well, feeling pretty good about themselves with a 13-point lead, but maybe not as good as they were just a couple moments ago when they were up by 21 points. Since then, an 8-0 run for the Bucks trying to get back into the thick of this thing with still plenty of time to go. 9:43 to go here in the third quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane working tonight here in Houston with Jeanette Menchow, our on-site engineer. Tim Clark working a back-to-back. He's part of the Texas two-step here, doing stats once again for us here tonight. The guru of statistics here tonight in the Lone Star State. We've got Justin Garcia, as usual, manning the controls back at WTMJ. He is our host. The host with the most will be joining us in post-game here with post-game reaction in this one. And also, Happy to be joined by Max Meyerson, who's working with us tonight as our engineer back in Milwaukee as well. So with the Bucks right now trying to claw their way back into this thing, they are taking a long, hard look at this. And still no ruling just yet on what happened. And I haven't had a chance yet to see the replay myself, but the rookie Andre Jackson was part of it. Let's get our ruling here from Brian Forte.
After video review, there will be a technical foul assessed to number 44, and then a flagrant foul penalty one assessed to number 10. Because the basket was good, 44 will shoot two shots to make one, and Milwaukee will retain possession with 24 on the shot clock on the side.
Sounds like a net positive for the Bucks. They'll get the opportunity to get the free throws, and right now, you'll take it. Any points you can get, you have an opportunity for more. And Andre Jackson will have a chance to do just that after he took a flagrant and then got called for the technical on the retribution, evidently. Boy, a busy day here in Houston because you've got the national championship coming up just down the road at Reliant Stadium on Monday night. A lot of Michigan, maize and blue here, and then you had a lot of, they didn't mention Van Vliet's going to the line, evidently, too, as part of that technical. I was wondering why it was, maybe I just misunderstood, but I thought he only mentioned the Jackson free throw. So Van Vliet will shoot the first free throw, and then you'll have Jackson on the other side on a two shots to make one situation. Van Vliet will need just one to make his 87% free throw shooter. And now it's Andre Jackson. You got two opportunities to get your free throw here. And, of course, yes, we did see some Huskies fans as well. Not exactly a central geographic position for either of those two squads. By the way, Damian Lillard spoke to the Washington group last night. Went to that, saw photos or videos of him talking to them at a ballroom. North Pacific Northwest guy, spent in the last 11 years of his career in Portland, not too far from Seattle. Didn't get a chance to ask him what the exact tie-in was with that, but right now he's out there and trying to get going. Jackson made the free throw. Here's a lob pass up top to Giannis, who got fouled. A good lob from Dame. Those two trying to get cooking. You're starting to see a little bit of life from this Bucks team after they, I don't want to say they were sleepwalking in the first half, but they were kind of sleepwalking in the first half. It was the kind of half where lowest scoring half of the season for the Bucks. And they only had one offensive rebound, a season low for a half. But right now they're on a 9-1 scoring run and a chance to extend on it with Giannis at the line, where tonight he has gone 6 of 8, 6 of his 20 points. He's got another double-double tonight. And his first free throw is off the front iron and rolls off the side right. No good. So Giannis with another chance here. He averaged 42.2 points a game, 68% free throws, 13 rebounds, and 5.4 assists per game against Indiana. Still went 1-4. That's hard to believe with those kinds of numbers. You would go 1-4 putting those kinds of numbers up. His second free throw was good. Giannis was certainly not the problem in that series. Well, it's a 10-1 run now for the Bucks. They've got it down to a 12-point game, 67-55. Rockets basketball after that couple free throws from Giannis. Now Alperen Şengün being defended by Middleton. They're isolated left of the lane. Şengün trying to post him up. Middleton fouled him as he was punching, trying to punch that ball free. So for Chris, that'll go as his third personal, and for Milwaukee, team foul number one. Basketball belongs to Houston out of bounds on the far sideline. Jabari Smith Jr. will send it in, defended by Giannis. Gets it to Van Vliet. He's matched up on by Damian Lillard at the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble, sends it near wing right to Jalen Green. Green right of the lane, pulls up, steps back, misses on the jumper. Good rebound by Giannis, going up hard for that one. Takes it the other way after he vacuumed it in. Now drives right past Smith down the lane and lays it in. There's that burst from the Greek freak right through the teeth of the defense. Back to a 10-point game now. Milwaukee was down by 11 just about a minute and a half ago. Van Vliet's going to send it out top. Jeff Green will give it to Smith. Jabari Smith finds a wide-open Jeff Green in the corner, and he punishes the Bucks for that defensive breakdown. knocks down the three and gets a little momentum back now for the Rockets, who lead 70-57. Lillard the other direction now for Milwaukee on the right wing. Sends a dart across the court. Giannis left alone, fires up the three, and he's feeling it. Fresh off of his three-pointer game in San Antonio, Giannis knocks down his first of the night here in Houston. He loves that Texas air and shooting the ball the way he has here over these last two games. Got it back to a 10-point game on another Michelob Ultra 3 for the Bucks, just their fifth of the night. But how about this answer for the old long tooth, Jeff Green, who sticks another three from the same spot he hit last time. This time he had someone in the vicinity. On the other end, Giannis has it at the top of the circle. Spins inside on Green. He's going to get called for the travel. Took an extra step as he was looking to pass that ball away in his corkscrewing effort down that right side of the lane, and now the Rockets are going to have it, leading by 13. Houston 3 of 4 from distance here in this quarter. Those last two from Jeff Green have been big ones for Houston as that lead was down to 10. Now a steal from Lopez, pokes it away from Jalen Green, now to Giannis in the open court. He glides in, flips the shot up, no good, but he got fouled again. Well, Giannis is driving at will right now, and right now he's got his hands on his knees. He's breathing a little bit. He's been running, sprinting up and down the floor, and he looks like he may be due for a little chance to recharge the battery. Been really carrying this load for the Bucks here during this recent surge. Giannis still trying to get his wind as he slowly makes the walk toward the free throw line now, where he awaits the basketball from Ashley Moyer-Gleitch, the official who holds it high over her head. She'll send it to Giannis now. A deep breath from the Greek freak. Give him three deep breaths. He's right now, it's not a deep breath to relax himself. It's a deep breath to get air into his lungs. See how he does under those circumstances. Good-looking free throw there. Knocks it down. He's 8 of 11 at the line now. And Giannis is starting to push those numbers up. He's closing in on 30 points now for the night with still plenty of time. 7:34 to go here in this third quarter still. So Giannis here in this quarter has already scored 11 points. Chance to make it 12 here in this quarter as he bends at the knees on the second free throw. Too strong this time. Rebound snatched down underneath by Jalen Green. And the Rockets hold on to a 12-point lead with a basketball now. Fred VanVleet slowly into the front court now for Houston. Looks left, sends right. Jeff Green's got it there. On the handoff, was thinking about getting it to Jalen Green, and he does. Green's got it now around the screen from Green. It is all Green right now for the Rockets, it seems. Jeff Green into the paint, floats the shot up and in off the window. I don't know what it is about the Bucks. Maybe it's the fact that they wear green that gets Jeff Green going. Mentioned a season-high 16 points against the Bucks last time. He's already at 14 tonight. Here's Damian Lillard through the land of trees, has his shot blocked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Milwaukee with 6:57 to play in the third and 12 to shoot. Middleton and Lopez going to take a seat for the Bucks now. And for the first time in the second half, Malik Beasley's going to check in along with Pat Connaughton. Connaughton on his 31st birthday tonight. Gets it into Giannis, right of the lane, defended by Jeff Green. Spins, fades, fires. Baseline shot was a tough one. No good. Rebound plucked out of the air by Jabari Smith. He'll go the other way now. Hands it to VanVleet into the front court. Fred VanVleet on the left wing with 6:40 to go here in the third. Picks up his dribble. We got a whistle and a foul. I think it was Andre Jackson who was getting tangled up with Alperen Şengün. And for Jackson, that'll be his first. Jackson has played in 12 straight games, but scoreless in six of the last eight. Tonight, 1 point. Şengün's got it in the corner, drives around Andre Jackson, goes bulldozing over him, and Jackson, they'll say, was out of position or in the restricted circle. Either way, he's getting called for another foul. So Şengün's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Tell you what, you go back in this game and look at the play-by-play, you're going to circle those two three-pointers that Jeff Green made when Milwaukee had all the momentum going their way. All of a sudden, it is back to a 14-point lead for the Rockets and a chance to get it to 15 or 16. Milwaukee has had a huge hole to dig their way out of in this one again here tonight. And it's pretty amazing as the first free throw misses from Şengün. But you look at a team that's gone 25-10 this season. You'd think they would not have been in as many tough spots as they have been. But Milwaukee has trailed by double digits in 15 of their 35 games this season. As the second free throw is on the way. And that one bounces around and goes in. In fact, they've trailed by double digits now in four of their last six games. So this is becoming a bit more of a trend once again after Milwaukee opened the season, trailing by double digits in 11 of their first 18 and then got better about it. But here of late, digging themselves some holes. We'll see if they can dig their way out of this one. Lillard, step back three. That wouldn't go. Giannis got fouled, though. He's been a one-man wrecking crew right now. It would certainly help if Dame could get cooking a little bit, too. Lillard's just 2 of 11 shooting the basketball here tonight. Giannis carrying the lunch pail once again for the Bucks with 27 points, 11 rebounds. He's 9 of 14. Giannis in his 25th consecutive game played. This is the longest streak he's had since playing 31 straight in the championship year of 2020 and 2021. And he's being asked to do a lot. Once again here tonight, he is currently the only player in double digits scoring-wise for Milwaukee. That's got to change, and it will, but he needs help. Second free throw is good. He's not gotten a ton of it tonight. 12 points now in the quarter for Giannis. As Milwaukee trailing 76-62. As the second free throw on the way from the Greek Freak. It's up, and he rattles that one through. So Giannis cuts that deficit down again. 76-63 our score. 6:09 to play in the third. In the front court, it is handled by the Rockets, getting it to Jabari Smith. Missed the three from the near wing right short. Bucks go the other direction with it. Into the front court, it's Giannis. He'll hand to Lillard. Lillard top of the arc. Sends a pass into the corner. Catch and shoot three, and Connaughton deposits that one in from right in front of his own bench. The triple gets Milwaukee a 5-0 run, now cutting that deficit back to 10. 76-66. We got a whistle and a foul on the other side of the floor. For the Bucks, that'll be their last foul to give with 5:39 to play here in this third quarter. So it'll stay with the Rockets out of bounds as the foul was whistled up on that play against Andre Jackson, who's picked up a flurry of fouls here, his third in the last 5 minutes. Inbound pass goes to Van Vliet, right back out now to Green. Jalen Green, top of the arc, defended by Giannis. He unleashes a three, misses it well short, just grazed the front iron, picked up off the floor by Malik Beasley to Damian Lillard. Bucks back in the thick of this thing again, down by 10 with 5:24 to go still here in the third quarter. Lillard drifting to his right, throws on the Jets, goes right at Şengün, passes now to Jackson. Jackson whips the pass to the corner, another three-ball try, this time off the mark from Connaughton. Rebounded by Şengün. Now off it goes to Van Vliet. He's in the open floor. Sends it up top to the high-flying Jalen Green, who throws it down with a right-hand sledgehammer. Well, he is an athletic youngster. Jalen Green showing the hops there. And I'll tell you, nobody knew better what he was capable of than his teammate did. As that pass was sent up high to the air that only Green could climb into. 78-66. The Rockets out in front by 12. 4:56 to go in the third. Bucks need to get to work. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
New to WCQM, joining us Monday through Friday from 2 to 7, it's Gray Gunderson.
Here on 98Q Country, your home of today's favorites and yesterday's classics, and of me. I'm Gray Gunderson, here to take you through the top of the 7 o'clock hour today. I'll be with you all the way through. No annoying basketball game scheduled in the middle of my shift. No, I love when the Bucks play here live on 98Q Country. One of my favorite things to broadcast.
Be sure to tune in.
For some children, a single surgery can turn an untreated cleft into a smile for life. But at Smile Train, we understand that most children need a little extra care. They need medical, dental, and emotional resources to grow healthy and strong, to express themselves clearly, and to navigate all of life's challenges so that their smiles light up the room as brightly as possible. Visit SmileTrain.org to learn how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community with lifelong smiles.
98Q Country.
Couple legends in the house, Elgin Hayes and Hakeem Olajuwon, shown on the Jumbotron just a moment ago. We welcome you back to H-Town here in Houston, Texas, where we are sitting in a 12-point game. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points. Here's a lob up top to Giannis from Connaughton at the top of the circle, and he finishes to get it back to a 10-point game. And at Pick and Save, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Shangoon will work into the near wing right. Holiday answers with another three for Houston. Boy, those threes have been timely tonight for a Houston team that's now connected on 10 of their 21 shots at 48%. Rockets team that came in shooting 37%. Lillard got fouled driving in, was trying to get a pass off to Connaughton, and that's going to send him to the line because Rockets are in the penalty, and Damian Lillard will take his 93% free throw shooting mark to the stripe, where tonight he is connected on 4 of 5. Lillard, 9 points, but he does have 7 assists to lead the Bucks. But that shot has once again betrayed him for most of this night. 2 of 11, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. Dame knocks down the free throw. It's been a untimely slump for Damian Lillard after it looked like he was finding his rhythm throughout December. Giannis, though, carrying the load with his 22nd 30-point game already this season. Came in fourth in the league in that regard. Second free throw is good from Lillard. Giannis, 31 points, 11 rebounds on 10 of 15 shooting. Rockets the other direction with it. Into the front court, Shangoon, defended by Jackson after Dame knocks down a pair. Milwaukee down by 12 points again. Here's a drive inside by Shangoon. Spins and then sends out. Jeff Green has had a hot hand, but this time misses short on the three-pointer. Giannis going the other direction into the front court. Drives to the cut. Draws the contact. No whistle there. Giannis can't believe it. I can't blame him. There was definitely a bump there. Houston goes the other way with it. Shangoon left alone for a moment. Now Giannis runs out to defend him. He's right of lane, had the ball knocked away, and he's going to have to foul him to try to recover. And Shangoon almost had a chance at the three-point play, but instead will go to the line for two shots. 81-70 our score, 3:44 to play. Third quarter. Bucks have not led since it was 18-16 at the first quarter mark of this one. At halftime, trailed by 20 points, their lowest scoring total of the season at 43 points. Midway point of this one here tonight. Shangoon at the line. He has played good basketball on the backside of back-to-backs this season. Misses the first free throw here, averaging better than 27.5 points a game, 8.8 rebounds per game on 0 days rest in his previous 5 back-to-backs. Rockets are just 1-4, though, on the second of back-to-backs this season. They have not looked like a team that is without energy tonight. They look like a team that got a bit of a tongue-lashing from their head coach in the last 24 hours, which I suspect they did. Ime Udoka said after that last game it was their poorest game of matching physicality, competitiveness, and toughness this year in a loss to Minnesota last night. Second free throw goes for Shangoon. It's Damian Lillard the other direction running downhill. Gets past everybody. Lays that one in, shielding the ball with his body, and Dame's got his third field goal of the night. Milwaukee back to within 10 on that bucket. Here's Fred VanVleet the other way. Takes it to the near wing right. He's defended by Andre Jackson. Now gets it to Shangoon. Shangoon straight away defended by Giannis in the crouch. Drives on Giannis. Giannis trying to stay with him. swiping at the ball. Couldn't get it away from Şengün. That was a powerful move for the third-year man out of Turkey. Gets it to go as he spun his way inside. Now it's Lillard the other way. He got tripped up, lost the basketball. He's saying, where's the foul? Doesn't get the foul call, but he does get the ball back with his team. And it happened right in front of Ashley Moyer-Gleitch. She didn't see the foul, though, and now Bobby Portis will go to the free throw line, or will come into the game, that is. Milwaukee has hit 14 of 21 shots in the paint here so far tonight at about 67%. Here comes the inbound pass from Lillard. Lillard gets it to Beasley in the corner. Jeff Green was closing in on him, and they're going to say Beasley stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Unforced turnover. That's the seventh turnover of the night for the Bucks. Turnovers have not been a big storyline so far in this game, but down by 10, you hate to give it away. Still 3 minutes to go, though, in this third quarter. Fred VanVleet's into the front court. He's picked up by Jackson on the left wing. Comes to a stop. Jackson knocks the ball away and comes away with a steal. A little leather Larson as he goes the other direction into the front court. Across the midcourt stripe off to Connaughton, top of the arc. Pat, dribble handoff off to Beasley. Beasley's going to get his pickpocket pick. Fred VanVleet feeds it to the trailer, and there's an easy dunk going the other direction for Amen Thompson. Well, turnabout is fair play. Milwaukee comes away with a steal, but then gives it right back. Only the Rockets punish him. Here's Lillard the other way. He takes it into the paint. Sends it to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Jackson. That misses. Rebounded by Şengün, and here comes Houston all of a sudden with a 14-point lead again. Holiday sends off to Şengün. Şengün working on Portis, spinning his way inside, trying to get it inside, and a great play by Andre Jackson, who pokes that ball away, gets the ball back, and then sends an outlet feed ahead to Portis. I mean, that was only a steal, but he kept it from going out of bounds. Now it's Lillard going airborne. He gets the late whistle, and there was definitely contact there. I mean, for anyone suggesting that's not a foul, I mean, you know, he's going up, and, yeah, he got hit by Şengün. Again, better late than never, but, boy, it does seem like Lillard has a hard time getting whistles, and now I think we're going to have a challenge here. I'd be shocked if they reverse this. I think Ime Udoka is going to challenge this. Yeah, he is. So with that, we will take a timeout of our own. No, tell you what, we're going to keep this here. We're going to keep this here. So with a minute 55 to go here in this third quarter, we will keep it here for now as they challenge this one. And, again, my first look at this, it looked like body-to-body contact. And I don't think you could say it was initiated solely by Lillard. Şengün goes, yeah, he does go up. This will be interesting to see. I will not go out on this limb and put
after
all my weight onto
review,
it.
Şengün jumps and moves to his left late. The contact is a foul. The challenge is unsuccessful. Houston loses a timeout and loses their subsequent challenge.
I told you. I told you it was a foul all the way. No, initial thought it was, then you looked at it and thought maybe he was going up, but they said he was going to his left, and good explanation. I'll tell you, Brian Forte, if nothing less, does give good explanations of the rulings on the floor. It makes it very clear what they're looking at, but it's going to send Damian Lillard to the line, and Dame's got 9 points now here in this third quarter. He's only got 13 for the game, but he's doing his best to do what he did last time out against the Spurs when he scored 16 of his 25 in the second half, including 11 in the fourth quarter. Slow start again to this one for Lillard, and again, a bad shooting night. It's just 3 of 12, but he's getting to the line, and the Bucks will take the points any way they can get him at this juncture, trailing 86-72. As Milwaukee trying to get out of Texas with a pair of wins. First of two free throws on the way now for Lillard, who bends at the knees and studies the rim. His shot is up and too strong. Just does not look comfortable shooting the ball. I mean, that's just all there is to it. For a guy that shoots 92%, 6 of 8 is below his average. And, again, you mentioned the shooting numbers. Just haven't looked anything close to what he expects of himself. Andre Jackson's going to check out of the game. He acquitted himself nicely. As Beauchamp comes in, so does Cam Payne now. Cam Whitmore is going to come into the game, the rookie for Houston, replacing Fred VanVleet. He joins Aaron Holiday on the court for the Rockets. Second free throw from Lillard, and he missed them both. That is a surefire sign that something is amiss in Dame Land. missing both free throws. He's only done that maybe two or three, maybe one or two times all season. Şengün's got it left of the lane now, defended by Portis. With a minute 40 to go here in the third, Şengün flips the shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Portis, but then taken away by Jabari Smith.